Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. The number for you if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, we've got Ian.
And Chris.
Also, Bonnie should be joining us here in just a bit. We've got some crazy news about the various different cutoffs that are happening with the Russian people who are becoming victim of all manner of mega corporations deciding to, you know, just stop serving an innocent group of people who have not harmed anyone else. You have to remember, it's the people calling themselves the government of Russia that have been doing whatever harm it is it has done. The people of any given country are, by and large, peace-loving people who do not want to see war. The Ukrainian people don't want to see war. The Russian people don't want to see war. Most Americans don't want to see war and go to war. But the people calling themselves the state, this is what they thrive on. This is what they live for. Violence is what they do. And so people are so easily confused, though. They will. I saw a story earlier this week on social media. Someone said their friend has a kid in school who's part Russian. He's born in the United States, but, like, dad is from Russia. And so some kids on the playground, like, attacked this kid the other day just because he's a quote-unquote Russian. I mean, this is the kind of ignorance that, you expect from teenagers or whatever, or elementary schoolers, but it goes on at adult levels. And we're seeing it expressed by these corporations that feel that they have to make a statement and show how serious they are. They're against the Russian, you know, invasion, and so therefore they're going to punish who? The Russian people. Because when you cut off internet service from an entire country, you're punishing 99% of the people who've never done anything wrong, the average folks. Yeah, you may affect the elites. Of course, they're going to have their ways, I'm sure, of getting online. But that's what we're going to talk about here tonight. I had a story that involves ICANN, which is the Internet Corporation for Names or something like that. I don't remember what it stands for. Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. This is the corporation that is this world quote-unquote authority as far as the essentially the Internet phone book, basically. Like, you go to ICANN, you register a domain name. You don't usually register it directly with ICANN, but they have these resellers, basically, these domain name registry or registrars out there. But those registrars are placing their order, if you will, with ICANN, as I understand it, and saying, oh, well, you know, Shire Free Church is the owner of freetalklive.com, and Think Penguin is the owner of thinkpenguin.com, right? But those are all registered with a private company, but ultimately ICANN has some sort of say over whether or not that domain can continue. Am I explaining that sort of correctly?
Yeah, it's a little bit more complex than that. But, yeah, basically there are different entities that control, like, different domains.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you're registering through, like, a reseller of a particular domain name, like, .com.
Right.
You know, might be Verizon, or not Verizon, VeriSign, I think.
Which is based in the U.S.,
yeah,
right?
Which is based in the U.S., and that's, like, under ICANN. So like, ICANN issues the .ru domain, but it's not actually managed by ICANN. It's managed by some other entity, and then there's resellers of that. Mm. So basically when you register a domain.
Well, and you've got a story. So I've got a story about that, how they've been, Ukrainian government gang has asked ICANN to shut down the, what are called DNS root servers in Russia and revoke Russian domains such as .ru and a couple of others. And apparently the good news is ICANN has declined to do this.
Yeah.
But they could have just as easily had gone the other way.
And you're absolutely right. And the crazy thing is they absolutely have
really?
In other cases. Yeah. So it's not. It's kind of interesting. Their stance, there's a quote, and I don't unfortunately have it, you know, to bring up, but the quote is just of the rep from ICANN is just like it's mind-bogglingly dumb in that there are like certain ICANN rules and procedures for like basically like arguing over who owns a domain name and things mm-hmm. of that nature, and one of the things that they take into account is what I think they'll probably refer to are the what I want to say the enemy of freedom refers to as intellectual property, and that absolutely if a court rule or not even a court, I think it's like their own procedures, you can have your domain name just taken from you basically. Mm. So it just seems kind of humorous that they will then go and say that. I forget exactly what they said, but it was something like we respect we stay out of like disputes.
Like an international,
yeah, like international disputes. But that's not really the case. They actually do get involved in international disputes in a sense because they allow, you know, individuals to use their dispute process. So
one example, let's get a little more specific. One example of this might be the U.S. federal government gang going after .com websites, right? Because they have the ability, because VeriSign is based in the United States, if they get a threat, you know, a takedown notice or whatever from the ATF or something like that,
yep.
or the DEA, then they just go right ahead and do whatever it is they're told.
Right, right. So if it's a .ru domain name, it's not... It's they can take down maybe .ru, like... All of them, right?
But they can't
take down specific domains.
But they wouldn't be able to do it based on a U.S. court saying, take down all the .rus. They might be able to do. Really?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's insane.
Yeah, because ICANN controls kind of what's at the root,
uh-huh.
and so they kind of make the decision of who controls the individual domain registry. So ultimately, so .ru, for example,
mm-hmm.
Or .com or whoever, like they kind of control that. And so, like for example,
ICANN makes the decision about who controls the root. Of RU,
whatever
company
right,
it is,
right,
or something,
right, exactly,
or
exactly. So, you know, they can. I presume, I'm pretty confident they can revoke that, but they don't have control over like specific domain names that are under the .ru domain. So,
but that company would,
yeah, something company.ru would, mm-hmm. would or company.com, for example. Those are the domain names, and then .ru is
ICANN is an international organization, right? Now, U.S. used to have a large... Didn't the U.S. used to have a huge role in it, though?
Its history is a government-created entity in the United States, and the U.S. government had control over it. In theory, ICANN is not controlled by the United States government, but it's still within, like, in theory, it's still really in control of the United States, I think, because ultimately, if it's based in the United States, even if it's a nonprofit that's not run by the U.S. government, and even if the Congress doesn't, you know, says, okay, well, hands off, we don't have any control over you anymore,
mm-hmm.
they could just take it right back because it's still all being done from within the United States at the core.
That's really scary.
Yeah, it is very scary. And the way the system works is yeah, I this is something that should have been resolved a long time ago, but there hasn't been any ICANN hasn't done anything of this nature, like say take away, you know, .ru from a government. So there hasn't been that incentive to like solve this problem. But from an individual national security perspective of other countries, I think it is something that is a real security issue potentially for any country.
Yeah, and this has been something that on occasion has come up here when on the show whenever we've seen, like, the U.S. federal gang just stealing people's domain names out from underneath them and saying, nope, that's ours now. Oh, well, we think you were sharing pirated videos, or we think you were, you know, fill in the blank, whatever, you know, supposed illegal thing. Oh, you've got pirated Louis Vuitton bags that you're selling on your website, the Chinese knockoff products. They've taken domains for those reasons.
Yeah, they do that all the time, actually.
Oh, you're selling gun parts that you're not allowed to sell. ATF seizes the
website. Why people avoid .com domain names, because the U.S. controls .com.
But what good is it if the U.S. can control ICANN? I mean, so ultimately, an important question here is, yes, they may be allowing RU to continue. They've made the right choice, but they could have chosen differently. And what alternatives are there besides the way...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join the show at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can take control of the airwaves. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you want to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, get on over to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page. Bitcoin on sale after rising as high as around $45,000, $44,000 this week. It's now back below $40,000, so it's around $39,000 and change today. So you might want to take a look at learning the basics, like what is decentralization? What about the blockchain? You want to get these things down, head on over to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started right there at the top of the page. And also, if you're not brand new to crypto, you can get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Bonnie joining us. Good evening, Bonnie.
Hello.
We are, by the way, gearing up for the Liberty Forum. Free Talk Live, not going to be broadcasting from the Liberty Forum, but Bonnie and I are going to be there. Aria is already there. I hear nobody is going to be there tonight as well. So it's a sold-out event. If you're going to be attending, we'll look forward to seeing you there tomorrow.
It's sold out, but nobody's going to show up.
And the next day. That's true. So we're going to get back into the requests here to have Russia be basically taken off the internet, because it's not just the request to shut down the .ru domain name system. There's
and
even more.
Stands for Russia?
Correct. There's even more that you're going to get into coming up here in a moment, Chris, that's way worse than that request.
Yeah, but I don't know. Those are
both pretty bad.
Yeah, that's a complicated one because .ru is
that's huge.
I mean, that's huge, and but so is taking down the internet.
We'll talk about that coming up here. First, though, to your calls and thoughts. Olivia is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys. So just real quick, I wanted to say thank you to Marek for calling from Poland last night. That was really interesting. I hope he calls back. On my mom's side, my great grandmother was actually straight off the boat from Poland. So big yakshamaj to Mark.
You're referring to the gentleman who was calling last night. It was 3 or 4 in the morning where he is there in Poland. He was driving towards the border with the goal of picking up some refugees at the Ukrainian border and getting them safely back into Poland where they'd be able to stay. It was definitely an interesting call. And I'm sure we'll hear from him again. But
I was so shocked at how kind of not regulated just picking up refugees was. He said there are like Telegram and WhatsApp groups where people are saying, I need a ride, and people are saying, oh, I can give you a ride. And he was just going down there to pick some people up.
Yeah, it was pleasant to discover that the Polish government isn't really doing much standing in the way of helping these people. So
first they said they'd make them take COVID tests, and then they said, okay, never mind.
Yeah, because there's only 35% of people that are vaccinated there in Ukraine, so they understand that if they refuse unvaccinated people, that they're going to basically be refusing most all of the refugees. And plus the whole COVID scare is ending right at around the same time the war thing is gearing up.
Oh, that's convenient.
How that worked.
It is super convenient, isn't it?
Yeah, but Olivia, what were you calling about tonight?
Okay, so I was wondering how so many people signed up for this experimental injection so quickly, and they're probably going to jump on the Let's Start World War III bandwagon pretty soon, too, even though nobody mentions the poor Armenians who are still getting bombed by the Azerbaijanis. I guess they don't matter. But But I was watching YouTube. There's a really interesting video by Austin McConnell called The Best-Selling Novel That Was a Total Hoax. And I don't know if you've heard about it, but it's called I, Libertine. And it was made up by a radio host in the mid-1950s, like 1956. His name was Gene Shepard. And he said, you know, it would be really funny, listeners, if you guys, because everyone likes to pretend that they're so smart, if you guys went to the bookstore and one after another kept asking for this book called I, Libertine, and he made up the whole backstory. It's by a guy named Frederick Ewing, and he's from the 1600s or 1700s, and he's, just living this libertine lifestyle. And so they did. So people started going there. And the bookstore, you know, at first, the bookstores were like, we've never heard of this. It's not on the list. And then they started calling publishers, and the publishers were, like, scrambling to find this thing. And then, like, professors started acting like they knew what they were talking about. Like, oh, yes, it's about time people discovered Ewing. And and then it, like, spiraled out from there. It was like, oh, yes, I was having dinner with Frederick Ewing, which is impossible because he was supposed to be from the 1600s.
Wow.
And it just, yes, so it was just like this social experiment that just went to show, like, people will just, like, book clubs, like, these ladies, one listener to the show would be like, hey, have you read, you know, I, Libertine? And the ladies were like, oh, yes, I heard about that. I didn't care for it much. So
that's crazy. Yeah, it just goes to show nobody cares about the truth. They just care about making themselves look good.
Right?
So,
and just
was the book ultimately published? Because I'm seeing information here about that was published.
It was. It got to be so big, and eventually one journalist went on a hunt to find out what was really going on, and he eventually discovered that it was a radio host who basically played a prank on society, and the radio host got a book deal with a publisher to actually make basically a spoof book. I think it was filled with, like, puns and inside jokes and things like that.
I wonder if he made a lot of money off of it, too, since people would just buy it thinking it was a real book.
Amazing.
Allegedly, he did make money, but, like, he donated it to charity, so that was the happy ending.
Wow, cool. So, I had not known about that story. That's very interesting. Anything else you want to share tonight, Olivia?
I think that's good for me.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
That reminds me of the radio guy who started talking about aliens invading, and people started thinking it was a real news broadcast.
War of the Worlds.
Yeah, he's reading War of the Worlds.
Which, of course, is a real book by H.G. Wells, if I recall correctly, made into a movie and a TV series in the 1980s. And I don't know how many times that movie's been remade.
It's definitely been remade a bunch of times.
A number of them. So we are talking about the real potential War of the Worlds that is possibly brewing. Hopefully it won't expand beyond where it currently is. The conflict in Ukraine between the gang of Russia and the gang of Ukraine. And recently, the very same goon from Ukraine, Mikhail Fedorov, who had requested that Bitcoin exchanges take Russian clients off their exchanges, just basically freeze their accounts or ban them entirely, and many exchanges have also said no to that request. The very same goon is the quote-unquote prime minister or vice prime minister and minister of digital transformation, whatever that means. He's the one who is requesting to ICANN, which is the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, to revoke Russian domain names such as .ru in a letter to ICANN, which is apparently based in California, to, quote, revoke permanently or temporarily the Russian or the domain names .ru, .p, and then some Russian character, and .su. This list is not exhaustive and may include other domains issued in the Russian Federation. But luckily, ICANN chose not to do that. So .ru and the others will continue. But the next step, apparently, the next request or demand is to what they call Internet backbone providers. These are the people that provide, like, the big trunks of data that go from city to city. And these are the things that your local cable modem connections and stuff are carried over, as I understand it. They want to cut.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia continues to attack areas around the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is continuing to tout world unity and Russian isolation during his overseas travel.
Every ally, in one way or another, is coming to Ukraine's assistance. Every ally, in one way or another, is helping to strengthen NATO itself.
AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular gasoline is $3.84 a gallon on Friday. That's up 42 cents from a month ago. President Biden's Labor Secretary Marty Walsh was asked if more domestic drilling is on the table.
Well, listen, I can't answer the question for the president, but I can tell you that we're looking at all avenues on how do we deal with energy in the United States of America.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. You're listening to USA Radio News. 670,000 jobs were added in the month of February, over 200,000 more than were added in January. Council of Economic Advisors Chair Celia Rouse joined the White House briefing on Friday, where she was asked about inflation concerns.
What we know in the consumer, in the confidence data, a lot of that is premised on inflation. And we do have inflation. The president has acknowledged that. We understand that. He is focused on that. But what people also report is that their own finances are fairly healthy, but they see the kind of uncertainty in the economy.
The Supreme Court rules on a high-profile death penalty case.
The Boston bomber is back on death row. The Supreme Court on Friday reinstated the death penalty for 2013 Boston bomber Jahar Sanariv. The 6-3 decision reversed a federal appeals court ruling that had voided the death penalty in the case. Justice Thomas delivered the opinion of the court.
Lance Pry reporting from the West Coast Bureau. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Thank you. You can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Me and Bonnie and Chris in the studio here tonight. And I want to say thanks to Scott Hughes, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program over on Patreon. You can join that as well. Just go to amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. And again, Scott Hughes, thanks for supporting us via the gold level, which is at least 10 bucks a month, to help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. We can get on more radio stations. We got over 190 great radio stations across the country. I heard a rumor today that we might be getting a couple more very, very soon. So as that develops, we will let you know where and who or what. But meanwhile, thanks to listeners like Scott for helping us out and helping make this show possible at amps.freetalklive.com. Thankfully, our website has not been taken down. The domain name has not been taken down. However, you know, we do have a .com domain, and that means that if the federal government wanted to come in, swoop in, and knock that thing out, they very well could if they wanted to. And so before we get into the next issue, which is Russia's internet access itself potentially or actually being taken down, we can get into that. I just wanted to ask you, Chris, as you know, the resident techspert, if you will. You host your own tech talk show, freedom-oriented tech show. It's called Freedom Decrypted at freedomdecrypted.com.
That's right.
It's a weekly show. You can check him out on Saturday afternoon. You going to do your show this week?
Yeah, I'll be doing it tomorrow, Saturday.
So you cover a lot of stuff there in more, you know, greater tech detail than we're going to get into. Like, we don't go too far into the weeds on this show.
Yeah, we definitely go a little bit more into the weeds in this show. Yeah. Not too much more, but a little bit more for sure.
So I just want to know, I know, for instance, that there have been, like, quote-unquote decentralized domain name system alternatives for the last decade. There was something called Namecoin, which was an early cryptocurrency.
That's actually decentralized as well as just an alternative domain
name system. That's what I said, decentralized domain name systems. There's another one called Unstoppable Domains that I forget what they're selling. I forget what the .dot extension is there. But each of these things, I've looked into them to some extent. They always involve you have to get, like, a special browser plug-in, and there's no real, like, simple plug-and-play solution for this stuff. Is Tor the best option
right
now?
Honestly, if I was going to set up a website that was uncensorable, it would definitely be over Tor.
Mm-hmm.
The alternative domain name systems are, it's one of these things where if you really wanted it to work, it needs to be integrated at either the OS level or at least the browser.
Mm-hmm.
At least the browser level, because the browsers that people are already using. Because otherwise, you ain't gonna get much traffic if you start linking to it,
right?
From other websites that are on the normal internet. Right now, Tor is definitely the number one as far as having, Tor does have its own DNS system, sort of. They're called onions.
Right. And you can't put a .onion into a normal browser. You have to have the Tor browser for that.
And there are already, I don't know how many onion sites, but there's a lot of
them. There's a lot. And a lot of current .com sites have an alternative onion version as well.
That's right.
And getting onto Tor is pretty easy. It's as simple as downloading the Tor browser and running it.
It is, basically. It's not, unfortunately, it's not quite as easy as it ought to be in that there is no, there are, like, you kind of have to, once you get on to once you have the Tor browser downloaded, it will let you access the normal internet. But
correct,
where do you go to find onion sites, right?
Okay, and that's where I ran into a problem.
Right. That's always the biggest question, because one of the problems is
you can put it right at the top of your website. You can say, this is our Tor
site. But Tor onion sites, they don't have simple domain names.
No, that's the downside of it.
So I can't even easily advertise it, like, on the radio if I wanted to.
Some of them I've seen, they get the first few letters are memorable somehow. I don't know how they register these things or how they're issued or whatever. Like, they might have the first five or six or whatever letters.
They're actually generated, interestingly enough.
And then it's like AQ27. It's just complete random gibberish numbers and letters. So.
When I was, like, in high school, I was telling my little sister, oh, there's this thing called the dark web, and you can, look at illegal things on it. Let's download it. So I downloaded the Tor browser, and then we were like, what would we want to look at that's legal? Obviously, we don't want to look at, like, I don't know, Hitman or something like that.
Before you go on, the purpose of the dark web isn't per se to do illegal things. There
but
are places.
This isn't me in high school.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the sort of the standard reason to use this is in some places it's illegal to, like, say bad things about the government or whatever, right?
Yes, so, but in high school we thought, oh, you can look at drugs or something, but we didn't want to get in trouble. So what we were doing was we were like, oh, well, maybe there's, like, animals, like pets, that you can buy in other countries that you're not allowed to buy in America. Let's see if there's a website for that. We Googled something like exotic pets, and then we were just on a regular website thinking we were on the dark web, and we were like, wow, you can have a tiger. Yeah, a tiger for a pet. This is so cool, the dark web. And then later I was like, wait, let me check if it pops up on, like, Chrome, and it did. And I was like, oh.
Yeah,
why isn't it easy to just Google these things?
I do have to make one comment about this whole dark web. So Tor isn't the dark web. Tor is, Tor allows you to...
That's the onion router. You can route any kind of web service, or not just web, but any kind of protocol, right?
Effectively the dark web is, like, kind of anything that you can't find using a normal search engine. So, and certainly sites that you access through Tor, at least onion sites, and that maybe, constitute part of the dark web. But that's like Tor itself is just an anonymization tool, sort
Correct.
Of. So anyway,
you can run other things over Tor, right? So we're talking about websites.
Yeah.
That's the dark web. But you can also run a Bitcoin client.
Right. Exactly.
You could run a chat client or whatever else.
Yep.
But it gets a little more complicated to do that.
Right. And there's also other systems that are not Tor that are similar anonymous systems. So and that would also, you know, those would also be part of like the dark web. So anyway, I just. Just a little nitpick there.
Let me ask you this. Eagle Die Flesh Curse in our DLive chat says, OpenNIC is still a thing. Just change your DNS, he says, but pretty much no adoption for it. Do you know what he's referring to?
Yeah, I believe that's an alternative domain name system.
Well, there's a bunch of those.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, there are. And most of them have kind of failed or fizzled out or never really got any adoption. I mean, you kind of have to have... You know, you kind of have to have, like, people using it. And it's a chicken and egg kind of problem, right?
It's now,
like,
when you say it's an alternative, they're still serving the standard domain name phone book. It's just they're not censoring it, is the claim, right?
I think no. I think you can actually register a domain name like .. I don't know. I'm trying to think of one that doesn't actually exist, like .cyc or something like that.
Oh, really?
Let's say. CYC doesn't actually exist, but it does with their
alternative domain name system. Oh,
so
interesting.
You have to either install a plugin or install something, and then all of a sudden you can access these sites with this .cyc extension that otherwise you wouldn't be able to access.
Oh, that's interesting.
So,
okay.
Yeah, but like I said,
of course, there's no privacy there. It's not Tor.
No. It's not Tor. There's no privacy.
Right.
It's just an alternative system.
Mm-hmm.
And something like that isn't going to be indexed by Google, so you're never going to find a .x
CYC,
or CYC, you know, content that's at a domain name with a .cyc extension. You'll never find, because unless Google started indexing,
which they won't,
and adding that DNS alternative DNS system to their own indexer, it would never happen.
And Google runs their own DNS servers anyway. That you can play.
They do, but it's all part of the whole ICANN system.
Right.
So unless it's part of ICANN...
Which they're not going to break away.
Right, exactly.
Google's part of the system. They're not the alternative.
And here's the thing. You can find the links to, you know, domains that are on this alternative DNS on the internet, like on the normal internet, but the sites themselves won't be indexed in a search engine. So, yeah. And then the same thing with Tor. Like, you might find a .onion URL listed somewhere, but Google is not indexing, so it won't come
it
up
can't.
With pages,
yeah.
You know, from those onion
but
sites
there
themselves.
Are dark web search engines. Those
there,
do exist.
There are.
But
there
you
are.
Have to get on to the dark web first to get to that search
Somebody
engine.
Somebody tell me how to get on the dark web.
And the question
download
is,
the Tor browser.
Can anybody name a dark web search engine or a Tor search engine?
Offhand, yes. If it still exists, I don't know, but it was called Grams, and it would search all the dark darknet marketplaces.
Okay, that's pretty good. I was trying to think of one myself, and I'm at a loss.
There's
the moment,
more
so.
Coming up here. You can join us here on Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Chris. Phones are open. By the way, the People's Convoy is still rolling. Tonight is their last night prior to arriving in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. It's a shame I'm not going to be on the show tomorrow night. Captain Kickass will be heading things up tomorrow. We're, you and I, Bonnie, are going down to the Liberty Forum, so we won't be able to be on the air. I personally will not be able to be on the air, but the show will be live on Saturday night. I can't guarantee the captain's going to get into coverage of the People's Convoy. I hope he does, though. I will certainly suggest it to him, because this thing looks like it's going to be a big deal. There are a lot of trucks, a lot of people that are together that have come from all across the country, and they're planning on hitting D.C. next tomorrow.
You know what's really weird about the date to me? Remember last year, Q went on was saying that Trump was going to retake the office on March 5th.
Oh, were they saying that?
Remember?
I they kept changing the date.
They changed the date a lot, but it started off March 5th.
Okay, no, I didn't remember that.
It's just weird.
Yeah, that just happens to be when they're coalescing around the Beltway, and what they're going to do isn't really clear. Are they going to do a Polish roadblock around the Beltway and slow traffic down? Are they planning
on... Oh, man, that is already so slow. I don't know if you could slow it down anymore.
Are they going to go into the city? Are they going to do more than one approach? It's hard to say what the plan is and what the federal government gang's response will be. We're definitely going to keep an eye on it as it develops. Will it last 3 weeks as it did in Ottawa, the first Freedom Convoy?
And they're back now.
Who's back?
In Ottawa.
There are some, I believe, protesters on foot out in front of Parliament, but it's my understanding that the truckers
are. So the protesters, I didn't mean the trucks.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see how it goes. We'll keep you in the loop here as we learn more about that. But you can go to thepeoplesconvoy.org to learn more about what's going on. They link you over to a Facebook group. Unfortunately, that's the only place you can get any kind of regularly updated content for it, which is sad, but
it'll be interesting to see how the U.S. government responds.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. It'll be, I suspect, very different than how the Canadian government did. But we've got more to say about what's happening with the Russian internet censorship, internet takedown, not just censorship. They tried to censor Russian .ru domain names. ICANN thankfully made the right decision to stay neutral on this issue and allow those domain names to continue. But now, tell me, Chris, what the next dirty step is here.
Yeah, so the second largest, I don't want to call them an internet provider, but basically there are companies out there, there's like seven or eight of them, that basically connect the world.
How many?
Seven, I think it's like seven or eight.
Seven or eight. Okay.
And they basically, they're big companies like AT&T, for example. And it's, you know, you don't get service with a, you know, your average person doesn't get service with, I mean, well, maybe they do with AT&T, but they don't, you've never heard of Cogen, right? So you don't get service.
I've heard of them, but the average person hasn't.
Your average person doesn't get service with Cogen, right? They get service with like Comcast or they get service with AT&T. Or
and
they get
Comcast
service
is buying from Cogent.
Right, exactly. So and
so Comcast buys a huge pipe, basically, with a huge amount of bandwidth from Cogent, and then they resell that bandwidth to their customers.
Yeah. Is it a literal pipe?
Probably fiber optics would be my guess. What do they usually use? Do you know?
Yeah, it's fiber optics. Yeah, basically, so basically what happens is there are, you know, your local service provider, you know, which are like the Comcast and AT&T's of the world. And then there's these backbone providers that connect, you know, city to city and country to country. And Cogent is one of these, you know, big companies that are kind of these backbone providers.
Before you go on, between big cities, you know, between Atlanta and New York or whatever, how many of these providers will be operating? Is it one or two? Three?
It's
not like five.
It's right? You know, it's a good question. So it depends on the country, mm-hmm. and it might be that you have seven or eight of them, mm-hmm. like all converging in New York, for example. But that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, like a country like Kazakhstan has more than one or two. Mm-hmm. They might have one or two, like connecting the country, and then, you know, because it's, you know, maybe it's a small country, or, you know, if it's, again, it depends on the country, and like a country the size of the United States and the population, you know, you got 320 million, you're going to have a lot more of these, you know, just companies, you know, providing service to any given area. So anyway, so yeah, so I don't know, and this is the thing, Russia has, I want to say they have like maybe 180 million people, I think, something like that, if I recall correctly. I think like the Soviet Union, because it had all those other like countries, it had closer to what the United States has in terms of population, like something closer to 300 million. So I would imagine that there probably are a lot of backbone providers. So this is just one of them. But by a lot, I mean like, you know, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8, something like that. But when you cut out an eighth of a country's connectivity, that's going to, and this is the second largest provider, so they might have more connectivity than, say, some of the other backbone providers, possibly. So this could have a massive effect on, like, the speed. So it won't cut off, you know, everybody's internet connection necessarily, but it could cause a slowdown, a massive slowdown to Russia, basically, either connecting to a site that's hosted in Russia or Russians connecting to a site that's hosted outside of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the title of this story, so this story is actually coming from Reuters, it looks like. It's U.S. firm Cogent cutting internet service to Russia. So U.S. firm Cogent Communications was cutting internet service to Russian clients, Cogent CEO David Schaefer said on Friday. Schaefer said some Russian clients had asked for extensions and that Cogent was trying to accommodate them, which is kind of funny considering they're also trying to cut them off. Cogent, which is based in Washington, is part of the network that allows data to flow through the guts of the internet. It's the second largest carrier out of Russia, Schaefer said. A long list of companies of every stripe has stopped doing business with Russia in the wake of its invasion of Ukraine, which has left hundreds dead and sent more than 1 million refugees into neighboring countries. Russia calls its actions in Ukraine a special operation. Yeah, you can say that again. Schaefer said Cogent took the steps at least partially because the company did not want to be used for outbound cyber attacks or disinformation.
Ridiculous.
Which I think is absolutely
all of a sudden
insane.
Now they're concerned about that.
Yeah.
Are they cyber attacking Russians doing this?
Here's the thing that people have to remember. First of all, Cogent is a backbone provider. They're not like, yeah. like
you. They don't filter content.
Right. They're not the guys who are doing the filtering, generally speaking. They're the guys who are providing connectivity to other ISPs. And those, if somebody's going to be censoring something or cutting something off, it's going to be the local ISP.
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense for the backbone provider to start cutting things off. If you start cutting things off, you actually undermine like the functioning of the internet, which will affect everybody.
Right. Yeah. They don't care about the hackers in every other country of the world because there's plenty of them.
Right.
But the Russian hackers.
It doesn't actually stop these types of attacks because the attacks, even if they're originating out of Russia. They still have internet access, and they just have to connect to servers outside of Russia, and a lot of these systems are taken over by hackers, so they're still going to be using Cogent, you know, internet backbone anyway through other ISPs in other countries to do the attacking.
Right.
So this whole argument...
Unless every single backbone provider servicing Russia shuts down.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what would have
to
happen.
But why would they? Because somebody wants to make some money,
yeah.
Right?
And even if that did happen, that doesn't necessarily mean that hackers in Russia would be completely cut off from the internet anyway, just because there are other means of connecting to the internet, right? Like if you go into the Amazon, you know, there's no internet provider providing service to you, but mm-hmm. there are satellites, there
sure.
are other means of connectivity, there are things like shortwave radios, and just the whole point is basically there's other means of. You know, that would be very slow.
Shortwave would be brutally slow.
But it would be. But the point is, they actually do have. There are means of doing like digital electronic,
sure.
Digital communications over.
But here's my question: that the first thing that comes to mind here is these companies. I mean, like you're saying, this isn't for the average user. This is for an internet service provider. Their clients are internet
right.
service providers. And when you get into a business level service level agreement with one of these companies. They're guaranteeing some level of service probably
oh, yeah.
to the point of 99.999999
yeah.
repeating 9%
uh-huh.
of the time. And
yep.
now they're saying, oh, well, we're just going to shut down. Do their contracts allow them to
no.
do that?
Probably not. There is actually – so there might be a term in the – I know this is the case in some instances with some companies, with some like industries, like I think like shipping maybe.
Like acts of God?
Yeah, it's sort of like an act of God, but there's also a provision for situations where, yeah, war or something
but
like that.
But that's when the bombs go off and destroy your backbone, right? Not just because you feel like it.
Yeah, and or maybe...
are you picking a side in the war?
Yeah, if you're... There's also, like, if there's a government blockades or you get ordered to by government...
But that's
to do,
not happening.
Not in this case, right.
There's more coming up. It sounds to me like those Russian ISPs have themselves a lawsuit that they can bring against this company.
It would seem that way.
There's more coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.